Over the last 2 years, the United Nations estimates 40 million fewer people were chronically undernourished across the globe, showing a slow but steady reduction in hunger and extreme poverty. Most of the progress came in Southeast Asia, especially in China and Vietnam, while hunger remains deeply embedded in sub-Saharan Africa. The 2013 State of Food Security in the World report, released in early October, is a key barometer of the success of the UN Millennium Development Goals, for which the primary goal is to cut the level of hunger and extreme poverty in half by 2015. 62 nations have so far met the hunger elimination target. The 842 million hungry people identified in the Food Security Report represents a major improvement over the early 1990s, when nearly a quarter of the people in the developing world were undernourished. If current trends continue, UN food agencies expect the number of persons facing the risk of hunger to drop to 13% of the developing world's population in 2015, the end date of UN Millennium Development Goals. A year after she was shot by the Taliban, Malala Yousafzai, a Pakistani teenager and advocate for girls' education, won the Sakharov Prize for Free Speech, awarded by the European Parliament. During the same week, Malala released her memoir and appeared with Jon Stewart on The Daily Show. In her memoir, I Am Malala, co-written by British journalist Christina Lamb, the 16-year-old recounts how Pakistani Taliban leader Mullah Fazlullah praised girls who quit school, and her outspoken support for education for girls that placed her on a Taliban assassination list. Despite widespread global support for Malala's advocacy for universal education, violence still intimidates girls in Pakistan from going to school. In June, a suicide bomber attacked a school bus full of girls near Quetta, Pakistan. The Taliban have also made new death threats against Malala, accusing the young activist of abandoning Islam. After Malala was shot, she was flown to Britain for emergency surgery, and she currently lives there with her father. During a visit with President Obama in the White House, Malala expressed her opposition to U.S. drone attacks in her country. She said, "I expressed my concerns that drone attacks are fueling terrorism. Innocent victims are killed in these acts, and they lead to resentment among the Pakistani people. If we refocus efforts on education, it will make a big impact." The official White House statement on the meeting made no mention of Malala's opposition to drone warfare. Houston resident Sebastian Prevot knew he was in trouble as soon as police officers tried to pull him over for a minor late-night traffic infraction. He had stopped just past the white line at a four-way stop sign. Prevot says he didn't want to pull over and continue driving, going the speed limit, stopping at every sign, because he knew he was about to be detained and have his car impounded. Prevot, an African-American, continued driving that night in January 2012 until he pulled into his driveway. At that point, the father of three boys got out of his car with his hands in the air. He was then set upon and severely beaten by many of the Houston police officers who had followed him, which sent him to the emergency room. Cops also seized a cell phone his wife used to videotape the incident before arresting the couple. In 2012, over half of Houston police stops for traffic violations involved African Americans, even though they make up only a quarter of the city's population. While the police deny any racial profiling, they admit that whites are more likely than blacks to be carrying contraband. The U.S. Department of Justice is currently reviewing six incidents in which Houston police officers used force against unarmed citizens. Prevot's arrest is one of them. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.